Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 22. We are doing the best things that start with a letter M. This is one that is actually born from the brain of, I think, Nick, you suggested it. And then you, me, and Tommy, within like 2 seconds, like rattled off 100 of them at work. And we're like, all right, we just got to do this now.
But, yeah, there's a lot of words out there, and some of them start with M, so it's pretty easy.
People say that all the time.
Like, yeah.
It's a common point of discussion. But without any further ado, let's just jump right into it. I'm excited about this one. Let's start out, as always, on the eastern side of our bracket. We have a powerhouse matchup of the number 12 seed, The Mummy.
Ooh.
The Mummy, the movie, starring Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz. No.
Why no? That's a good one.
That can't be even the top 1,000 things.
It's the number 12 for a reason. There's some better ones, both probably below and above it. But it's going up against one that I think it's going to beat rather handily, Michael Jordan, arguably the best basketball player in history. So that's your 5 seed this evening. We'll start out the voting with you, Coley. Michael Jordan or The Mummy?
We're talking like real mummies or strictly just the movie The Mummy?
The movie The Mummy starring Brendan Fraser.
Got it. Michael Jordan, comfortably.
KB.
Michael Jordan, ripping it to shreds.
Nick.
Am I there? How is it when KB and I are in the same fucking building, his internet is better than mine? Am I frozen right now?
You're frozen. Yeah,
you're frozen with your eyes closed, too. It's kind of impressive.
You look like a mummy.
Yeah, you kind of look like you're getting your brain sucked out.
Well, yeah, that guy with the glasses got his, like, eyes.
Yeah, there he goes. All right, we're going to have to skip him and go to Tommy then. Tommy, The Mummy or Michael Jordan?
I mean, I've never seen The Mummy. I think there's a ride at Universal Studios that scared me a little bit as a kid that I didn't go on, brings back bad memories. And Michael Jordan, he made a movie. You know, mm-hmm. The Mummy didn't play basketball, so I'll go Michael Jordan.
That's a very fair point. Fights.
I'm going to go MJ, but it's a little closer for me than everyone else's. The Mummy was a very important franchise in my life. The only reason MJ is getting the nod is because the scarabs.
Yeah, the scarab scenes.
I could not do. They gave me nightmares for a long time. However, the Mummy franchise, that was like my first introduction into like action comedy. Where I was like, and that's what I fell in love with forever. I decided I liked that then and there, and I would never like anything else ever again. And so that basically set me on the trajectory for my taste in movies for the rest of my life. However, we're still giving it to MJ because of the sneakers.
Yeah, that's an underrated part of his draft portfolio. It's going to move on, but Shay?
I mean, did his sneakers sabotage North Carolina in their pursuit of a championship? We had, what, 3 rolled ankles the past 2 games?
That was the court's fault.
Yeah, the court literally moved. Multiple videos.
All in Air Jordan shoes. But yeah, Michael Jordan, an absolute landslide. Everything Fight said about The Mummy, Michael Jordan for me for basketball.
It made you fall in love with action comedies. That makes sense.
It wasn't an action comedy.
We'll start out with you this time, Chig, because we're going to go back up to the number 4 versus the 13. The number 4 seed is Meat. It's all meats included under this. I think we'll include fish under meat too, even though people think or argued the difference of those things. I think fish can't count.
Comfortably not meat, like not even close to meat.
Okay, yeah. Then we're not going to count
fish. Isn't meat?
That's why you eat it on Fridays during Lent when you can't have meat.
No.
And vegetarians eat fish. Yeah.
I don't care. Those are just loopholes. Fish is meat.
No.
Fish is eating the meat. It's alive. What's up, boys?
Fish is 1,000% meat. I understand the Fish Friday argument. I understand all that nonsense that vegetarians eat it shit like that. It's just a fancy little loophole. It's 100% meat.
Someone's getting some vicious feedback right now. I don't know whose mic that is, but I feel like it's going to be Chase Bob Barker mic for some reason. That was my first thought.
That's mine.
Just unplug and replug, Steve. But mine yours is actually okay.
There's like one of those two-dimensional holes in it. I can't see the left corner.
My question with fish meat, though, is you are eating the meat of the fish when you eat fish, right? But also, I guess there's meat of other fish too.
Well, what's the definition of meat?
The people that say fish isn't a meat, they're copping out of vegetarianism.
100%. 100%.
Let's see. Meat.
Wait, did the mummy win?
No. The mummy lost. It did not get a single vote.
Who are you going to vote for?
Meat, the mummy.
Is animal flesh that is eaten as food. That's fucking fish, guys.
That is a fish.
Fish are animals.
Win regardless. What's the opponent?
Oh, yeah. So meat is going up against moonwalking, which is on more than one of your lists. Oh,
ooh, shit.
It's cool. Moonwalking is cool as fuck. So this is going to be.
I mean, John, you conveniently left out a part of that definition Google spits out first.
Well, fucking, I don't think I did, but why don't you continue on?
The flesh of an animal, specifically, especially a mammal, as a food. Fish are not mammals, friend.
Okay, that's not in my definition that I have.
Isn't a whale a mammal?
I truly did not leave that out. That is not in my definition, but I don't think that changes it.
So if you eat whale, you're not eating fish?
No, you're eating whale.
You're eating some meat?
The whales breathe oxygen, right?
Doesn't everything breathe oxygen?
Not fish. Well,
Fish breathe oxygen.
Do they?
They're so water. They get it from the water, but yeah, they breathe oxygen.
That's
We argue things we don't know, and it makes all of us look bad.
Different types of meat? Red meat, beef, goat, lamb, poultry, chicken, turkey, pork, pig's meat, seafood, fish, crab, lobster.
Quite literally the goat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna. It's actually gonna go. Whatever. If meat wins, it would go up against Michael Jordan, actually, which would make it kind of funny. But it's going up against moonwalking. Moonwalking. I am no closer to understanding how moonwalking works than I am to understanding the difference between meat and fish. But Coley, moonwalking versus meat. What do you got?
Well, if meat includes fish, then meat's terrible, and like we should all only eat vegetables because fish is awful. So I'm going moonwalking.
One for moonwalking. Fights.
I love a good moonwalk video. There's one kid in particular who does some fancy ones that, like, he's always in like a town or in a town square. I meant
like churchyard, he's like Quincy Market.
He's like in a churchyard. Sometimes.
He's done it in Quincy Market. Yeah, he's very talented. He is. If I knew his name, I'd follow him. I don't, but every once in a while, he'll pop up for me. I think he's fantastic. I don't think he holds a candle to basically any kind of meat. Including and particularly Outback Lobster, Coley.
Certainly not meat.
No, that was honestly, God, that was one of the worst things I've ever eaten in my life. It was
KB, meat or moonwalking?
Yeah, meat by 56, but I think moonwalking is more consistent. Meat is probably about 75 to 80%, and moonwalking probably 100 if done right. So what are the percentages for here?
Impressiveness, or
I don't know.
General goodness.
Meat's better than moonwalking.
I think I'd be. I'm trying to think about it. I think I might actually be more impressed by any given human moonwalking than I would be by like the most impressively cooked piece of meat, which is a great argument in the case I think of moonwalking. But Tommy, meat or moonwalking?
Look, I love meat. Love eating meat. Love steak. But my God, do I love moonwalking. Did anybody else go through a moonwalking phase?
Where they tried to, or they could?
Like,
My mom walked in on me practicing once. It was like 4 a.m.
It's more embarrassing than masturbating, to be honest.
I was beating off.
A good 6 months of my life where moonwalking was the only thing that mattered. Figuring out how to moonwalk was my only goal in life.
How close did you ever get, Tommy?
Not that close. I mean, they were maybe there. I think the best reaction I could have got is a, like, that's about the maximum compliment. Does anyone remember the Moonwalking Bear video?
Moonwalking Bear? No. Oh, wait. Yes. That's
like
yes.
A classic YouTube video. But did you see the Moonwalking Bear? And then it's like, you got to count how many. Great, great fucking YouTube video. So for that reason, I'm going moonwalking.
Jay, moonwalking or meat?
They're both really good because, yeah, like the best steaks, like that's pretty much like the most expensive regular food that you can have. But moonwalking, yeah, I feel like you never really see a bad moonwalk, I guess, because the only place you see it is like social media and they're only going to put the best moonwalks on there. Moonwalking is associated with Michael Jackson, who like potentially sexually abused several young people.
I
don't know if
it's potential anymore. I think it's confirmed at this point, right? Am I correct on that?
I didn't dig into the case very deeply, but I assume. And then meat, I mean, a lot of people get food poisoning. So both pretty high highs and pretty low lows.
But let me speak up for those. As someone
for which ones?
I get food poisoning all the time. We don't care. We'll get through it. That's how good meat is. That's how awesome it is. We get food poisoning and we keep on trucking.
Yeah, I think that's the right take. This is also kind of biased because Ken Jack is literally wearing a meat hat.
I am. Shout out Raising Cane's.
But yeah, I'm going to go meat.
Would you never eat meat again if it meant you could be the best moonwalker in the world?
Not a chance.
Yeah. If you could like make a living of it, maybe.
Yeah.
No, you become a living.
Hold on, John. Who's the best moonwalker in the world?
I don't know.
Yes, you fucking do. He's the most famous person who's ever lived. What are you talking about?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
He's dead.
Who's dead? His body's still in the
How much money can you make as a Michael Jackson impersonator?
I'm not saying impersonator. They're not the best in the world.
Who's the best in the world then?
What are we talking about?
Would you be alive now?
I think Bieber is a pretty good moonwalk from what I've seen.
Mm. Who? He's not the best in the world.
No, but he's good.
He's got not get any fame because of his moonwalking. You're saying he does an okay moonwalk because he's Bieber.
Nick, did you catch that too?
What was that, Steven?
Yeah, Steven, what was that? What was that little Justin Bieber thing you just did?
That's another, like, one of these names where whenever I hear it, that's just instinct. Justin Bieber.
Why are you saying it, like, with a bad British accent?
I don't know.
Where's the tap from?
I've done that for 7 years, maybe.
What's that to the tune of?
I don't even know.
If Bieber knew you did that, he'd quit music right now.
It almost sounds like you're trying to do like Austin Powers impression. Like if you subbed in like, yeah, baby. Like I don't understand what you're doing.
I do that so subconsciously, I didn't even realize I did that.
You just went to like a negative brain space and just
that
like,
is not a subconscious. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
No way.
Yeah. We're going to have to send this one to Biebs. Chase, what are you picking? You picking moonwalking or meat?
Oh, shit. Meat. This is meat, the best, meat. Right?
Yes.
Meat,
we're going best
meat for sure. Yeah.
All right, Nick. You can tie it up. Or you can send it home.
So, meat is really good. I eat it every day. But I feel like as technology advances, they're going to be able to make duplicates of it that taste just as good, if not better, more consistent. Moonwalking, you're going backwards, but it looks like you're stepping forwards. So I'm going moonwalking.
Yeah, that's very fair.
I don't hate that technology take because I think I've been asked before what my hottest take is, and I've considered saying, and I have said, that in our lifetime, like, people who eat meat will become, like, bad people.
Yeah.
It'll be considered, like, smokers,
basically. Like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously an exceptional take, but I can see it happening.
He's saying like he's gonna make like synthetic meat, basically.
No, that's not what he was saying. He was saying we are cloning steaks.
I think they have.
Rome.
Yeah, they're building steaks.
They grew a steak, I think, yeah, in the lab.
That's crazy. Yeah.
They cloned a you, right?
There's only one smudge. Baby.
All right, so it's now up to me to tiebreak meat versus moonwalking. The argument for meat is obviously that all of us pretty much eat it every single day. It's not good for the environment. It's not good for the animals that have to die for our taste buds. But on the other hand, moonwalking...
Fuck that take. They'd do it to us.
They would 100% do it to us. But on the other hand,
bitches,
when you moonwalk, you go backwards but look like you're going forwards. And that's never negatively impacted anybody, so I'm going to have to pick moonwalking.
Wait, isn't it the opposite? You look fair like you're enough. Not forward, but you go backwards?
Yeah.
You definitely go backwards.
He said the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Okay, never mind.
Can you moonwalk going forward?
Yeah.
I think you strictly have to go backwards, don't you?
No, you can go forwards.
Well, isn't it called something else? Is that called a spacewalk?
That's just walking.
You cannot go forward.
No, because it looks like you're going backwards, but you're going forwards.
Yeah.
Can't Michael Jackson do it both ways?
Well, he's dead, apparently. So
yeah.
Apparently. He went both ways.
What do you mean, apparently? I think we were talking over each other. I missed something. How is Michael Jackson the most famous person alive?
No, first he said the most famous moonwalker.
Famous moonwalker,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, first Michael Jackson, for sure.
You cannot prove he is dead.
You didn't see his corpse.
Well, I couldn't prove anybody's dead.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about this a lot recently. It's truly hard to prove really anything.
Yeah. Nah, there's a few.
There's a few exceptionally dead people.
Well, I don't even mean just dead or alive. I mean just anything.
Literally anything. Yeah.
I agree with that, Coley, wholeheartedly. I couldn't prove, this is going to shock none of you, anything.
I think about this frequently, like, my daughter doesn't have any paperwork saying she's my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, even the birth certificate, could be for, like, there's really nothing I can do if someone, like, if a cop was like, you stole that kid, I feel like the cop would probably win.
Mm-hmm. Nothing you could do.
Nothing I could do.
Really? It's that easy? You just walk out of the hospital?
I feel like I have a lot of paperwork for my kids.
I guarantee you don't.
Not as much as you think.
We have like a folder and a filing cabinet about it. We have to bring it out.
I didn't realize there was a folder.
Yeah.
What's in the folder, Steve?
Birth certificate, social security cards.
It's like the IM-12 thing. It's like, this is my kid.
We even have like the footprints from the hospital.
Yeah, how hard does any of it look to forge, though?
That's never going to fool a police officer, by the way. You're showing them your kid's footprints on ink.
I mean, they're so little, they just gravitate towards the person that they're most familiar. So I feel like it'd be a very easy case to prove in court. Just be like, all right, well,
put them in the middle of the court.
Is it? A scene from Big Daddy? Why don't you run to who you want to stay with?
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the 8 versus the 9 seed. The number 8 seed was on a couple of your lists as well. It's Magic. Magic.
A New York City cop just being like, this Asian baby's mine.
You're like, but I got the footprints. But yeah, number 8 seed is Magic. A lot of you had this on the list. Magic done right can be obviously very, very cool. Magic done bad, I think, is actually hysterically funny sometimes. They're going up against the number 9 seed, M&M's. Got a double M in there. Great candy, undeniably great candy. There's a lot of competitors to it, though. Not a lot of competitors to Magic. Illusions are technically under
part of Magic.
That's sleight of hand magic. Mysticism is just not even magic. That's like a whole different thing. You're talking about like fortune tellers?
Mysticism's magic. It's under the umbrella, I'd imagine.
All right. Well, Nick, we'll start with you. Magic or M&Ms?
I mean, are we talking about like close-up street magic? Because
any magic. So if you want to specify, it counts.
Well, that's the most amazing thing in the world, regardless of letter that it begins with. I want a magician to come up to me so badly, and one never has. I think it's because I have a cunty demeanor, and I'll lie about the card I pull. But I swear to God, I won't. I'm going magic.
If that hasn't been clear yet.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
And if we have any tricksters watching this, please.
I can do a couple tricks.
Not you. One day.
Am I making this up, or was magic a topic on this show very recently that I was on?
I think last week, yeah,
we were debating if it should have been one of the most useless skills in the world.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. And now it's one of the greatest things in the very next episode.
Yes. Greatest things to start with them.
Well, then start with them.
What's the issue?
I thought I was having deja vu, and then Stephen Che offered to do a magic trick. I was like, this has happened. I'm this happened I've had this.
How many tricks can you do confidently?
Very confidently, too. They're pretty good, though.
Can you do it via Zoom?
No, it won't be over Zoom. It's got to be in person.
Dude, John, you don't remember? I have a card trick that blows balls off. I did it on Barstool Radio to you.
To me?
Yeah, like three.
Wait. Now that you say that, yes, I do remember that. I forget what you did, but I remember being impressed.
I was doing it to everyone. Magic's amazing. We talked about last week, we were talking about making girls come or making the homies laugh. Wowing someone with magic is above both of those things.
Yeah.
That was actually, what was it, David Blaine's street magic, where he like pulls the cum out of the guy? Or like the
Yeah. And he put it in his mouth.
His mouth, yeah. Steve Che, magic or M&M's?
I went to a magic show last week. So
we
like
talked about this. Yeah.
5 days ago, I was at a magic show. Magic is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I saw you, didn't I?
You were there. Were you with Nate?
Yeah.
A magic show?
No.
Magic show.
I was walking down the street, and I got a random text from Nate that goes, I swear to God, I just saw you in New York City. I was like, you probably did. I was just walking to the train. So I guess he was with you. So, yes. So we saw Illusionists. Mind readers, sleight of hand people. I forget. There was a bunch
about
of
this last episode. Did we not?
This was on the Yak.
Okay.
But it was very cool. Magic is the coolest thing you can ever see. Every magic trick that has been ever done to me that's been really good, I will never forget. There was one time. There's this restaurant in Canada that's kind of like a TGI Fridays. It's called Boston Pizza for some reason.
Yeah.
And I went to one in Vancouver, and they had a magician just come in every like Tuesday afternoon to do the lunch shift. And my friends and I went there.
I couldn't have been a good magician.
No, he was incredible.
I feel like you're making an argument against magic at this point now.
The lunch shift magician in TGI Fridays of Canada? There's no way this guy was good.
It was so cool. He put a kiwi. It was me and like four buddies. And he put a kiwi on the table and did a couple tricks for us. And then at the end, he goes like, hey, I want you to sign this card, like a playing card. So we did. And then he was like, hey, pass me that knife. He like made the card disappear. And then he goes, hey, pass me that knife. And then he knifes, like saws open the kiwi, and the card is in the kiwi. And it's a real kiwi.
That's fucking insane.
It's incredible.
That's the Harrison Ford. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I feel like
David Blaine, your waiter.
No, I forget what his name was, but he would the tricks were unbelievable.
I mean, if he's a lunch shift TGI Fridays, his name was like Frank the Terrific or something. Like, it was not going to be a particularly impressive magician name. So you're going to go with magic?
Magic in a landslide.
All right, Tommy, I feel like I know your vote already.
December 31st, 2006, Trattoria Lucia Restaurant in Belrose, New York. I was at a New Year's Eve dinner with my parents. There was a magician there going around to tables. Took my mom's watch right off her, doing card tricks.
That's just a thief.
He gave it back.
Your mom got robbed.
Changed my life. He sent me down a magic rabbit hole. Where, Nick, we were talking about some of the websites last week.
Penguin Magic.
Yeah, you just go on and find magic tricks. I had this black deck of magic cards, and I was meaning to say this last week. Chris Angel almost made me an emo. There was a time in my life where he had a book, Mind Freak.
I thought you were going to say, like, that was the trick. Like, he turned you into an emo.
You remember Mind Freak? And in it, he talked about, like, pain is just an emotion. Like, you just have, like, I do all these crazy things where, like, he gets hung by his nipples from a helicopter because pain is just an emotion. And I started to, like, hurt myself and be like, what? I'd be like, pain is just an emotion, Tommy. You can handle it.
Chris Angel turned Tommy into a cutter, and he's using
it. Yeah. Not cut, but I bro just magic. Remember being in the bathtub, and, like, there was, like, a soap.
How old were you fucking taking baths?
I was a bath taker up until around 11 or 12. And Jesus, I had like a dude. Bar, you know, like a bar soap box, whatever it is. And it was like, you know, I would just take it. I would just dig it into my wrist and try to feel the pain. And then I was like, all right, this is what emo people do. And I stopped. I realized stopped reading his book and haven't really been too big on magic since.
That was
really
a great argument for M&Ms.
Yeah. It's also a huge shame Chris Angel has a lisp.
Yeah. Does he really? I don't think I've ever heard him speak, actually.
And he added a second S to Chris, I think.
He definitely did. He most certainly did. Well, Tommy, that's a vote for magic. KB, you can send it home right now or vote for M&Ms.
M&Ms, boo. Magic shits on comedy. It shits on music. Chris Angel's worst magic trick is more impressive than the Beatles' best live performance.
Magic is magic. Can you guys remember how they would react to a Chris Angel Mind Freak show? The actual Beatles?
They would love it.
Ringo would fucking lose his mind.
Oh my God, he would love it. He wrote a song about it. Yeah. What would you got, Fights, if you would have... it's Oregon, Magic
if I had a vote, I was going to go M&M's, guys. I enjoy Magic. It's nice. What affects my life more? M&M's, and we're talking broad spectrum M&M's, all the kinds, the caramels, the peanut butters, the peanuts.
Yes.
Yeah, M&M's, big time. Big time.
Coley?
Yeah, I don't know what these competitors Ken Jack was talking about. M&M has no equal. They stand alone in the chocolate coated candy.
Have you had the misfortune of getting a trail mix where they had imitation M&M's?
Oh, get those
things. Throw them right out the window.
If I don't see that white M stamped on it, it's like cocaine. I throw it away. Like I need to know what cartel it's coming from. But John, I believe on an old KFC radio, you were asked if you could eliminate one group of people from the world. You instantly said magicians.
Not only that, not an old episode of KFC radio, the very first, Cole.
Wow.
The very first episode of KFC radio. It came down to between zookeepers and magicians in my mind, and the magicians won out on that one.
Why zookeepers?
I don't know. Don't care for them. Let the animals do their thing. Be that in the middle of the Bronx. So what?
John, they're not whipping. This is coming from a place of concern. What about your sense of wonder?
Well, I have a sense of wonder. It was I believe I went on to clarify in the episode. I do believe, but maybe I'm wrong. But it was the emo magicians. I like a Siegfried and Roy or something like that. But the ones that make 10-year-old Tommy in the tub trying to cut his wrists, I think we could do without them.
I think I would have voted for M&M's as well, just based off of
it. It feels like between me, Nick, and Che, Magic might have a pretty strong voting block.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's not a thing in this world. Like, the word mom starts with M. I'm voting Magic.
All right. Well, they're going to move on.
Makes you put you in awe.
Yeah.
Nothing else will put you in awe.
We've talked about wonder should be an alien on this episode that put me more in awe than magicians. Mm-hmm. We also forget the Orlando Magic, who are objectively bad.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
With you guys, you magician diehards, the way you talk about this art, you better be doing fucking nothing but watching magic YouTubes with your free time.
Yeah,
I never hear you guys talk about it. You guys don't ever come up and show me a cool magic video you happen to see that day. You're never sharing that gift with me.
You could see 5 minutes of good magic a year, and you will not forget it.
Did you guys see the video where David Blaine turns a homeless guy's cup of coffee into change?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that guy really wanted that coffee, though.
He should be doing that constantly if he actually cared about the homeless.
That would ruin the awe. It would ruin the magic.
it would ruin more money in the circulation.
I know the trick to that.
Yeah,
trick,
he tanked the GDP.
He just has money. Like that's the behind the trick of that one.
How do you get the homeless guy's cough?
Out of his hand? I'm going to have to go watch this one. But we're going to move up to the number one seed versus number 16. We'll start off with the number 16, as always, the Cheyenne game. The Cheyenne this time is actually going to have a few of KB's entries and one of Tommy's. But I would love for you guys to guess which one is Tommy's once I'm done reading them. The first few from Che, then the next bunch are from someone else. Oh, actually kind of just ruined this. The guessing game of which one's Tommy, but you'll get there. First, we got Mentos, milk chocolate, specifically, Men's League Adult Intramural Sports, and one mixtapes. So doesn't really start with an M, that but
mixtapes. Yeah.
That should not be a thing.
That's just
Morning Wood, which I don't think is particularly.
Oh no!
Love that.
Dude, you guys don't wake up more rock hard than you'll be throughout the whole day in the morning?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a wasted boner. Boners are finite, brother.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool to wake up and you just fucking...
Why?
You get pleasure? Cool. No, that is objectively the worst thing. Because particularly when you're with somebody... You're like, well, I don't want to waste this, but also I'm too tired. I'm still kind of groggy. I don't want to have sex.
I got to piss.
Yeah.
What kind of physics do I do to get over
the fucking hell?
She hasn't taken a shower. I know what her breath is going to smell like. This whole thing is going to be miserable, but I got this fucking heart beating. I don't want to waste that.
Peeing with morning wood, underratedly annoying thing. And boners in general. Mango is up next. Also, MAPS. Church.
That's great.
Which is sneakily a pretty good one. Monogamy. You can't
just throw adjectives.
Yeah, I guess. But monogamy is next, followed by which monogamy being the best thing was.
Don't scoff.
Okay,
it's not. I'm not. It's not a total scoff, but
no, it's. Mine came from jealousy. I think it's beautiful.
Next is Mia Malkova, another double M. Next is I put Missing Church twice. And then the last one is Making Guys Come. So guess which one is Tommy's?
I did clarify it's also masturbating. It's just another way to phrase masturbating.
Now you pluralize guy. But
there's definitely... Masturbating is it begins with an M, Tommy.
Yeah.
But for girls, I didn't want girls to miss out, so girls can make guys come too. So just in general, making guys come. However you want to do that, I figured is the best way to just simplest for a graphic.
All right, so let me go through them again. You guys can pick which one you want to move on with in the 16 seed. Mentos, milk chocolate, men's adult intramural sports, N1 mixtapes, which again doesn't start with an M, Morning Wood, Mango, MAPS, Missing Church, Monogamy, Mia Malkova, and Making Guys Come. I'll let you start out. Let's do Nick. What do you want?
I'm writing in my boy Maresh.
your friend Maresh? Yeah, he is cool.
Yeah, I met Maresh for the first time last week. Really great guy.
Yeah. Maresh rocks.
Maresh is cool. All right, so that's one vote for Maresh. Che.
As an Asian guy, you got to vote for the mango. For some reason, Asian people love mangoes and mango-flavored things. Mango pudding is like a popular dessert at Chinese restaurants for some reason. Mango, very flavorful. There was a smoothie at my first job, Planet Smoothie, called The Last Mango, which was one of our best smoothies.
What was that a play on?
The Last Tango.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, mangoes in a landslide.
What would you want, Tommy?
I mean, obviously Making Guys Come is up there, but I forgot about milk chocolate. as much as I love to make guys come, I love milk chocolate. When I say guys, I obviously mean myself. So I'll probably say... Monogamy sucks. I love fucking a lot of chicks. So I'll probably say milk chocolate.
One for milk chocolate, KB.
Maps are my favorite now. So yeah, maps.
Bites. I feel like you're gonna pick Missing Church.
Yeah, I'm 100% gonna piss Missing Church. Milk chocolate is a terrible answer. Milk chocolate's nice, and then just something happens in your life at one point.
Are you about to say dark chocolate?
you flip to dark.
I just bought dark chocolate, my first dark chocolate bar on Sunday. I've been chowing down. I'm going to go get it right now.
Yeah, you make a change and you just never go back to milk.
They say it's healthier and it makes you happy.
It's
you antioxidants.
Cultured. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
In the parfait I just made myself, you better believe that was chopped up dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. It was savage. And yeah, missing church is the greatest thing of all time. It was better than missing school as a kid. When you were just church.
Oh, 100%.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when like you got there and it was just too late already or the parking lot was too full.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, let's just fucking go home.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I remember I was like a full-on adult when I learned that I could just say no and could miss church for the rest of my life. Like, I was like 22 years old, I think, maybe 22, 24, and it was Christmas Eve. My parents came into the living room, like, are you coming to church with us? And I kind of like very timidly was just like, no. And they were like, all right, and walked out. And I've never been back to a church since. I was done.
And everything went very uphill. This comes from the guy sucking down a Outback lobster at 2 p.m.
Tom, by the way, I just saw you with the lint. Let me show you a little something. Sorry. You can continue, Ken Jack, but I want to teach
lint.
You.
Your lint chocolate.
Chocolate.
You're doing 85%, Tom?
85% cacao.
Oh, you have chili? Ew, dude. That's what you put in your yogurt?
Try it.
Chili dark chocolate in your – oh.
Parfait can't have spice in it. We had a whole argument about this.
Just a little bit. It's just a little bit of spice. But
No. Vito, we talked about this before we went on the pod. I said he was eating a parfait, and I said, I don't think you can make a parfait at home. Like, that's just something you need to be served. And we had a little discussion about it, but I'm putting my foot down. Parfait cannot have spice in it. Like, that
it's
is just
a,
not.
It's a alone. Very hint of spice. It's you can't, honestly, in the parfait, you can't taste it. In the chocolate, you can't.
That's a wild 9 p.m. meal.
Chocolate is in the parfait. Like, it's.
But it's overwhelmed with other flavors. If you're just eating the strictly the chocolate, you can taste it. In the mix of everything else with the peanut butter, there's too much. It's overwhelming.
All right, Coley, what are you going to pick?
John's milk chocolate rant was the dumbest thing he's ever said. among a long list of incredibly dumb things. I've forgotten most of the others, but one sticks out. It's Nick's friend, Maresh.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's fucking best.
Maresh is very cool.
Yeah, man. No shit.
All right. So Maresh is in the lead with two votes.
You have an Asian wife. I know that you've had mango pudding, Ken Jack.
I do not have an Asian wife. An Asian girlfriend.
Notably unmarried.
Very much unmarried. But yes, you're right. And your assessment that it was completely correct. Like mango lassi pudding in Indian restaurants or mango lassi.
Mango drink. Is the best fruit, definitely.
It's so good.
No, that is so fucking dumb.
I got two of them best, there. I love them.
It's a perfect mixture of tartness, juiciness, and flavor.
I'd take a pineapple over a mango.
I hate how stringy. I hate the texture of a pineapple.
Mangoes are stringy. What are you talking about?
When you get closer to the pit, and then, a little bit.
I had a roommate in college once who was eating a mango, scraping it out of the half shield, and it turns out he was allergic to it. So he had this rash, and he just ate bad pussy. For like a whole week, it was unbelievable.
Did he eat like? You mean like ate like radioactive pussy?
Mad pussy.
All right. Well, this makes it a little difficult. Milk chocolate has a vote. Mango has a vote. Maps has a vote. Missing Church has a vote. I really do like the idea of mango being up here.
That's only going to set another tie.
You know what? Let's do Maresh. Let's move the rush on. I'm going to vote for Maresh.
Who's Maresh?
You've met Maresh.
Oh, come on. He's a cool dude. Maresh? When did I meet Maresh?
I don't know. You pulled me aside. You're like, hey, wait, this guy's the coolest guy. I was like, oh, Maresh.
You're talking about Maresh, obviously. Maresh is running into a little bit.
How could I forget? Of course.
He's running into a buzzsaw because if I know Maresh, I know Maresh loves these suckers. He's going up against the number one seed, Mamaries. / milkers / mommy milkers, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It's basically just boobs. So Maresh is running up against a brick wall. We're going to start out with you, Coley. What would you vote for, Maresh or big old mommy milkers?
Coley, come on.
Okay. I vote for like baby Maresh suckling on his mother's teeth.
Yeah.
So that's one from Maresh. fights.
I'm glad we're having this because this is an issue that's near and dear to my heart. I think for a long time, ever since really Sir Mix-a-Lot, asses have been on a run. And I think boobs are making a statement. I think boobs are back. I think milkers are back. I think milkers are going to move on, and they're going to take this whole tournament right now.
With, I think, like the OnlyFans culture.
Boy, the boys are raising the roof. We're getting jacked up.
These milkers rise.
I think OnlyFans. I think OnlyFans is a boob heavy sort of site. You know what I mean?
So.
Brazzers is a boob heavy sort of site. That's boob.
Brazzers is very boob heavy. You're right. 100% right there.
Yeah, but yeah, I think you're right in that the circle is going back to boobs.
Natties too. We're doing natties.
Oh, yeah.
Natties.
Well, obviously, yeah. That was nice, never in question.
Sloppy ones.
Natties. Yeah.
I don't want to fake you though. I don't want to fake.
All right, I'm going to specify hangers in the bracket.
Yeah, it would have to be hangers.
Some serious hangers. you heard that one, Gucci? Hangers is in the. Make sure it's hangers. KB.
See you, Patel.
Tommy.
Yeah, long time boob guy Tommy checking in here. Always on team tits and the tits or ass debate. Nothing I love more than kissing them and slapping them around and squeezing them.
What did you do with your wrists?
Oh, miss, mind if I slap those titties around? Oh, God, they come so fast.
Not that we want that.
No.
All right, so that's another for titties. Steve J.
Boys are out for the boobs. Definitely. Definitely some titties.
We've all basically said the same thing, but for some reason when you said it, it was a little stranger.
Yeah. Just I went little. Like this.
Nick.
I mean, there's only one Maresh. There's two tits to a set of hangers. And so this seems a little bit unfair. If it were two Mareshes,
oh, wow,
it would be closer. Three Mareshes beat two titties. One Maresh doesn't beat two titties. It's just, I'm sorry, pal.
That's a great point.
Have you guys seen that picture of the woman with three breasts?
Yeah. I remember that. This is like a movie or something, wasn't it?
Total Recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Better or worse? I feel like too strange.
Without a doubt, worse.
It's definitively worse.
You want us to debate if I'm what's the temperature on 310?
Well, you're saying three Mareshes are better than two tits, so it got me thinking about, well, what if there's a set
what
of
about
three?
Four tits?
Well,
Nick,
he was saying three sets of tits would be the counter here. It would be three sets of tits versus three Mareshes. Yeah.
That's six crazy. No, nobody's ever seen three sets of tits.
I think the chart drop off of titties on a chest drops significantly after two.
The enjoyment level definitely takes a spike. And so for sure.
Depending on what the x-axis is, amount of titty, and the y-axis is enjoyment, I think there would probably be like a phantom spike at like eight titties.
Whoa.
trying to get to the bottom of this one.
I had a buddy growing up playing hockey who had – he had four nipples, but like they were full-size nips. They weren't like little nips. And they were directly below his other nips. Like, it looked like he was like had a
fucking
utter.
Cow.
Yeah. It looked like it was a scene. And he was kind of chubby, so it did look like he had four tits. It was
chubby with four nipples.
You can have nipples without titties, but you can't have titties without nipples, I don't think.
I think you're right on that. There's a tumors.
Yeah.
Not nearly as cool. All right, before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's hear from BetterHelp. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget that, you know, doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating, and overeating as well. You know, we all go through stress. I've gone through plenty of stress. I know if you're listening, you have 100% gone through stress. It's just something that all of us have to deal with. It shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, that grind set people, here's your reminder to take care of yourself. Do less and maybe try some therapy with BetterHelp. And BetterHelp, I've used it for a while. It's made it really easy, especially over the course of the pandemic, just to sort of get help from like a therapist standpoint. And for me, I think it was cool because they have a couple of different options for you to use if you don't want to seek going in person, you know, because BetterHelp is online therapy. They offer video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's so much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with your therapist in under 48 hours. Go give a try. Go figure out why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/lights. That's BETTERHELP.com/lights. Thanks to BetterHelp. Now for our West Coast bracket. Let's start out with the number 6 seed versus the number 11 seed. The number 11 seed is one that I think Stephen Che almost has to move through, which is Monster Trucks. Stephen Che, the number one monster truck guy on Earth. What was the guy's name again?
Jack Joyce.
Jack Joyce had the coolest monster. Oh, you didn't hear those story fights, but I'm sure we'll get to it. Jack Joyce had the very cool purple monster truck that he drove to high school.
That's really the whole story.
Just explain it. That is basically the story. Yeah. This guy just drove a monster truck to his high school. Dude,
that's kind of fucking sick.
He's the coolest kid who's ever lived. He wore a leather jacket.
Yeah. He was very.
What is he doing right now? What's Jack Joyce up to?
He's probably got a toothpick in his mouth. He's eating an apple with a knife in a door frame.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. We've heard two high school stories from Stephen Che over the course of the bracket. One was Jack Joyce. The other is that he had boners like three times a period during
once a class.
That's why you had that morning wood going on the list, too.
Yeah.
Steve was like, I just love getting hard at any time.
I mean, when you're every morning, it is the hardest.
So You're right. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather have that later in the day.
Yeah, like sex time.
Well, yeah, when right, I got Tommy? Some energy.
6 o'clock.
Oh, in the morning, too.
But I'm trying to think of someone who's sad about their transition, their mourning wood. They're mourning their wood. That's one for you, Nick. Okay, so they're going up against the number 6 seed, MILFs. MILFs could also have Big Mommy six Milkers.
Seed?
Yeah,
you want them higher?
Numero uno.
Look, there's some stuff that's going to be pretty good ahead of it. I promise you that. But it's MILFs against Monster Trucks. MILFs definitely love Monster Trucks, too, which makes this tough. But guys who like Monster Trucks definitely love MILFs. A little bit of a symbiotic relationship here, if you ask me. We'll start with you, Nick. Monster Trucks or MILFs?
I mean, you guys are really like backing me into a corner to sound like a gay man, but I haven't really been into MILFs. Never have.
Oh, you're serious?
I'm being damn serious right now.
Damn.
Just there's something about it. I just don't. They have a different aura.
He wants that hole to be one way only traffic.
Yeah, please. Right? I'm taking monster. Fuck it. I'm taking monster truck over mill.
One for monster trucks. You might be the only vote, but we'll see.
They got tires. It's sick.
So I actually hate monster trucks. So my brother
James Joyce used to beat your fucking ass.
Yeah.
my brother is like very into monster trucks. Like Gravedigger, Bigfoot has been for his entire life. And so. Typically, once a year when they come to MetLife Stadium, I'll take him to the Monster Truck Show, and it's nice because he like has a lot of fun. But like as far as entertainment value, there is no less entertaining thing than watching monster trucks. So I hate monster trucks. MILFs, on the other hand, is easily the top number or letter M thing I could think of. My favorite genre of adult videos, just the absolute best. When I was dating a woman for 5.5 years, started at the end of college and ended like 5 years after that. And I was very excited for dating apps, and like Tinder was like very new. And I went on after we'd called it quits, and I exclusively was looking for, I don't remember the exact range, but it was like probably 32 to like 45.
That's kind of crazy.
And that's what I was about at that time.
So that was like you thought that's still at the age where you thought porn was real.
Yeah, actually, it actually resulted in no hits. It was a very sad experience. some would say rock bottom of my life, but
that, if that's your rock bottom, not getting any MILFs on Tinder, like you got to try an opiate or something, man.
Do you want to hear? I'm going to open up about this. This is a true story and maybe the most embarrassing story that I will ever tell about myself. So it was that situation. I was looking for a slightly older woman. I was in my mid 20s at this point. And I was up late and I was just whatever it was, swipe right and left, whatever it was. It was basically, I was being selective, but I was looking for someone in my area for it to hook up with. And I had no luck for a very long time. And at like 1:30 in the morning one day, and I had work the next day. I don't know what I was doing awake, but I got a match. So I wrote, hey, that's it. That's all I wrote. And so it was my first match. So I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know what to expect. And then all of a sudden, the message went away. So I thought that something was wrong with the site or the app. So I emailed customer support to tell them with screenshots to be like, something happened. I was matched with this person.
Oh.
And now I never got a response.
You took my MILF.
Yeah.
You took my MILF away.
That was probably the lowest point in my life.
Getting unmatched.
Did you send it at 1:30 a.m. or did you wait till the morning?
No, I sent it immediately.
Jesus, man, that's getting unmatched by MILF. Actually, or that actually does sound kind of bad, at least a little bit.
And it's complaining to the manager.
Yeah, complaining to Tinder, Mr. Tinder, about it.
Yes,
that's pretty Fuck rough.
Tinder.
All right, well, Tommy, monster trucks or MILFs?
Monster trucks have never done it for me, to be honest. I've always found them, you know, just very macho, and I'm not a macho guy. But I love MILFs. I do love MILFs, which I guess is also macho. So not my favorite porn category, to be honest. And for whatever reason, if I'm going to go for a MILF video, I go to mature instead of MILF. I just...
Bet you're going
to
get a grandma.
If you get a grandma. That hairy pussy.
No. I like a clean one, but I go MILFs.
You're using the wrong search term if you want a clean one, buddy.
Yeah. Mature is not the way to go for that.
But yeah, 45-year-old mature. Whatever. I think MILFs and voting MILFs.
That's like basically, it's like kind of like just typing in geriatric into your search bar. Like you're not going to get good results. KB.
MILF feels disrespectful to my mom. Just having the word mom in a porn video.
Yeah, that's her name. Fuck. Your fucking name, dude.
Sorry, KB.
I never succumbed to the MILF craze, but they're still better than monster trucks.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's another from MILFs. Fights?
Now I am I'm with Nick. I'm with KB. I've never been anti-MILF. You know, if a MILF pops up on screen, I've clicked a MILF video, don't get me wrong. I've seen Lisa Ann in action, but you know, not too much more than Lisa. Have I strayed down that lane? I agree with Nick where there's just a little, I don't want to be treated like a child. You know, that's not my bag. However, I agree with KB here where they are still better than monster trucks. I got a fight at a monster truck event once with a man, with an adult man, and I was like 12. So those are the kind of people you fucking run into monster truck events.
Can confirm.
They were throwing t-shirts into the crowd, or maybe they were using a t-shirt gun. I forget exactly what it was. This is the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence, and I fucking... being like fucking Megatron, I am, got up there, got one, hauled it down, and like an adult man was like over my back trying to rip it out of my hands. So I was throwing elbows, and my dad had to get in the mix. So we had a father son fight at a fucking monster truck event because that's what you do at monster truck events.
Yeah.
That's a good selling point for monster trucks in this case. Yeah. You get to beat up kids with impunity. That sounds awesome.
Listen, man, when a t-shirt is airborne, we're all the same age. I don't. Yes. John's making a lot of excuses, but we're.
Oh, hey, hang on. Guess who fucking kept that t-shirt? This guy did. That t-shirt stayed mine. And when I finally unraveled it, and it was a double XL, I was like, I could probably give it to that guy. But
Goalie.
The monster trucks aren't nearly as cool as the monster truck voiceover guy on the commercials.
Sunday.
Yeah, that guy might be more famous than like any voice. Like he should be getting what Buffer gets in my mind. Mm-hmm. But I can't sit here and have MILFs be talked about like they're just another category on Pornhub. They are the category. All the rest of them. I know Ken Jack watches like the hentai tentacle porn.
So much judgment in the voice there.
Now, listen, MILFs have been catching it from people all over here.
I watched it happen.
Well, the MILF category is largely not MILFs. It is.
Yeah, it's like 25-year-old women.
23-year-old.
Yeah. You will see in certain actresses' discography, they'll be like they're an 18-year-old in one scene and then arguably younger in the MILF scene. It's quite strange. I don't how John views it's almost the opposite of how I view it. It's not that I want a MILF to treat me like a child. It's that I don't want the girl to be a girl. I want her to be a woman. I don't want to have to give her instructions. I want her to know what is also happening here. That's what makes the MILF category so alluring to me. And it also probably, my brain's probably clouded because I didn't go to school until college with the opposite sex. So the only women I had to think about were much older. That probably played a lot of development. And currently, my only option is a MILF.
Fair.
So that's what I'm voting for. Comfortably.
Fair enough. You and Shay both, I guess. I don't think anyone else here has kids, right? Everyone else clean, I think.
Clean.
As far as I know, brother.
All right. Well, number six is going to move on. Next up, we have the number three seed, Money. Money, I think I should clarify, it's like having money. Having like a lot, because like money can be very much a bad thing. Like money, this is money in the positive sense, not in the sense, like no pun intended. It's like not in the negative sense where like you're losing money. They're going up against the number 14 seed, which I think was a KB ad, Memorial Day Weekend. Memorial Day Weekend, pretty fucking good pick, I think. It's one of the undersung, just sort of like 3-day weekends, I guess. And there's not that many, but whatever. Coley, start with you. Money or Memorial Day Weekend?
I think I hate both of these things. I don't know that I like one or the other. Like, Memorial Day is a very American-centric thing. Like, I don't think that it is a global thing, whereas money is something we invented and enforced on all people. And it's really only caused negative things. Like, if aliens showed up here and they were like, you have all that you need to survive and you created this system that relies on these pieces of paper, they would leave because they would not believe how dumb we were for doing such a thing.
They would do the same thing if they realized we were honoring troops at any point.
I'm always honoring the troops. Always. That's why Memorial Day just feels like another weekend to me, brother. It's I'm constantly thinking about the troops. I guess it is like the kickoff to summer, which is objectively a good thing. So I'm going to go MDW.
MDW fights.
Now, I would argue what you said at the end there is true, Coley, but then it's definitely not the kickoff of summer. Like, it's supposed to be, but then it's not summer for, like, a month still. June isn't summer. Summer should be pushed back a month.
Summer I don't disagree.
July, August, September.
June is summer.
June is still – what did you say to me?
September's the fall, you idiot. Yeah,
what the fuck did you just say?
June is summer and September is the fall, you fucking dumb idiot. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Wait, boy, John. How dare you?
This guy doesn't know seasons.
The September is not fall. September is more summer than June is.
That's September's the most fall of all. It's you go back to school in September.
No, October is the most fall.
Fall of all the months, Tommy? Is that what you just said to me? September's the most fall of the month?
September's the start of fall.
It is right now, but what I'm arguing is it shouldn't be. Football. June isn't the start of summer either. You guys are not warm enough.
June 21st is summer. And September,
we're not talking officials.
We are. That's literally what we are doing.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, September 21st or 23rd or whatever is fall, but
it's hot into October now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't get cold until like January. It's not like Christmas.
You guys are laughing, but he's right.
I'm right. No, it's not cold, like actually cold until January.
Like winter cold.
You have to say cold. Yeah, you can't just say cold. It's cold, January.
But that's
like winter cold.
To me, that's cold. Like the other stuff's not cold. That's just weather. It doesn't get cold until you need like winter coats, and that's like mid-January.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the whole my answer here, because of that, because you kind of get the kickoff, you kind of like, you're like, let's go to the beach, and you get to the beach, like, wait, it's fucking 50 degrees. What the fuck are we doing here? I'm going to go with money and with having money because, as Kanye West said, having money's not everything. Not having it is.
Mm.
He always said sane and rational things. So that
was just, yeah. KB, you said both of them were wrong. What was your take on that?
They were wrong about the dates, and I agree with Tommy that September is fall for me in my head, but it doesn't start until the end of the month.
But that's because that's how it's been most of our lives. It's not that way anymore. The seasons have changed. Shifting with how it's changed. At one point in our lives, you're right. September was more fall. It's not.
Are you saying that based on weather or based on the fact that like we used to go to school?
Based on weather, like the temperature stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you just associated the beginning of school with fall.
Fall is a mindset.
I feel like you don't get the first like whiff of that like fall backshot air until October now. Like you don't get that
at late October.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, that's why I think October should be more the start of fall. Like mid-October probably at some point. But KB, what did you pick? Money or Memorial Day weekend?
I submit Memorial Day weekend because it's my favorite weekend. It is the kickoff of summer to me. The weather, the activities, the time of year. It's money, though. It's money.
Kyle, was it Memorial Day weekend when you got booed off a stage at Put-in-Bay?
No, that was Christmas in July, which I one of my least favorite weekends.
Oh, okay.
Fair point. Tommy.
Yeah, it's money. I mean, I always have a fear that if I ever get really rich, I'm afraid I'd lose my money. Not in like I'd like spend it in a bad way. Like I feel like I'd physically lose it. Like I feel like my bank account would get hacked or something, or like I'd forget a password. It's an irrational fear of mine because I'll never be that rich and I probably wouldn't lose it anyway. But that's just a thing that I think sometimes. But it's still money.
All right, Che, you send money home.
Memorial Day weekend's great. Like KB said, kick off to the summer. I got married on Memorial Day weekend. Love that holiday. Just a perfect 3-day weekend in late May. But yeah, I mean, having money, that's got to feel sick, I would think. So money.
Nick?
Ah, man. So the best part about money is getting rid of it.
True.
It's a fair point.
I've never really done anything fun on Memorial Day weekend either.
But you could.
Yeah, you physically could.
When's the last time you've done something fun? In your head,
got
nothing. That's just a problem that you have.
Yeah, I wish you didn't bring this up. I'm going to go money, but like the act of getting rid of it, and I'm not talking about fucking charity.
No, obviously
I'm
not
buying knickknacks and tchotchkes.
Yeah, do you still call them knickknacks, or do you have like a different name? Is that?
No, just trinkets, tchotchkes, knickknacks.
Okay. You're an eBay guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm.
Money's going to move on. Next up, we have the number 10 versus the number 7. The number 10 was on a couple of your lists as well. It's mozzarella cheese. Mozzarella cheese, arguably the best cheese. Maybe not. I said arguably. I'm not saying it is the best cheese. I'm just saying it's definitely up there. They're going up against the number 7, masturbating. Which in this case, Tommy, could be girls or guys
making guys come. Yeah,
no, it could be girls or guys masturbating themselves personally. Auto ejaculation.
Masturbating doesn't sound right for girls.
Well, no.
It needs to be like a genitalia defined term.
Flicking the bean.
Yeah, or just finger blasting. I want to be a little bit more eloquent.
But you could finger blast someone else. I feel like you'd be like. Yeah, I feel like that's something you'd hear.
You can jerk somebody else off.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. You'd say you gave him a hand job.
Tommy could.
Tommy definitely.
No.
Could.
Yeah. No, I couldn't. I mean, I probably could because I'd be good at it. Well, that's just because I'm good at a lot of things.
By experience. So mozzarella cheese versus masturbating. Let's start out with you, Coley.
Come on, Coley, fucking say it.
I mean, I've ever since Ken Jack just crowned it the king of cheese, like
I said arguably the best cheese. I didn't say it was the best cheese.
I think
you added the arguably after. Huh?
I would agree it's the best cheese.
Yeah, the two Long Island guys who probably say mozzarella.
He's saying it wrong. It is mozzarella.
Yeah, then that's wrong. Very wrong.
Who here took 7.5 years of Italian?
Well, you would know it's the most phonetic language, and you pronounce that last A. Outside of Long Island, no one says
mozzarella.
It that
way, no, I'm saying mozzarella in Italy, not mozzarella.
I've always said mozzarella.
You guys say it MUTZ, and then you just get rid of the rest of the fucking letters.
No, that's just like the fucking Italians, like Tommy. Like that's not a
entirely of Long Island. I'm going with fucking masturbation.
Fights.
Yeah, I mean, guys, it's masturbation and really the biggest bloodbath of like mozzarella. I actually don't think mozzarella is that what the king of cheeses. Mozzarella is on pizza, right? Yeah. That's the only time I'd ever eat mozzarella. Then I don't eat mozzarella.
Mozzarella sticks?
Huh?
Mozzarella sticks?
Yeah. Oh, mozzarella sticks. Yes. Yeah. You're right. Great. Yeah, two great points. Still doesn't hold a fucking candle to mozzarella.
Also, cheese sticks. The mozzarella cheese sticks, like the cold ones, are also I think very good.
No, those I don't eat. But if you fry them up nice, we're good with that.
All right, KB.
Yeah, I think lost in translation with how gross it is the fact that masturbation is probably the best thing in the world. And mozzarella, I would take Munster over mozzarella.
Munster is really good.
I'm a pepper jack guy if we're throwing out our favorite cheeses. I also never got into the cheese wave that this world is obsessed with. Where it's like,
oh, I hate those restaurants that just melt the cheese or like those people.
Everything's just fucking cheese. I don't fucking do it.
Everybody thinks they're a jester when the person at Olive Garden brings the big table leg over and they're like, oh, you're just going to have to leave that here. Shut the fuck up.
every girl, I've said this before, that I think every girl has like nowadays has these gastrointestinal issues. They're gluten free or they're fucking lactose intolerant. And it's you fucking chicks eat so much goddamn cheese. You just always have to shit now. That's all it is. That's how much cheese people eat. Nuts.
All right, so you're going masturbating, KB?
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, masturbating.
Mozzarella. I love mozzarella. I also have stomach issues. I think that's leading to it, is how much mozzarella and cheese I eat. I don't know if I like masturbating. Like, I just do masturbating out of necessity almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
sounds like you're addicted to it then.
Oh, what, like 4 times a day I just have to do it.
You're talking about yourself still, right?
Yeah. Like yourself. Yeah, I mean obviously it's great, but like I don't know, it's wearing off a little bit on me. I don't know, I'm in a non-masturbating phase right now. I gotta get back into it. There's time I'll whack this thing around. I'll whack this thing around like crazy sometimes, but right now past month or so, I feel like I just haven't really had the urge or so to masturbate. Hopefully, I don't have a low T level and some disease.
Tommy, it's not like you describe a depression, buddy.
No, I'm eating dark chocolate. No way.
You have the history that you just explained to us that this very much could be a thing, Tom.
What?
Of depression, I'm saying. You were talking about how you were like cutting yourself in a bathtub.
Well, that was different. That was just to feel alive. but I like mozzarella a lot, so I'll go mozzarella.
That's mozzarella. M-O-T. M-O-T. Mozzarella. Yeah, that's you right now. Che.
We're just some fellas gabbing about beating off. I feel like we got to all say our career highs.
Have to.
Are you talking per day? Six. In a day?
Steve?
Six. In 24-hour span.
I'd beaten that for sure.
I don't think that's an incredibly high number.
I don't think I've had six.
Like four max. And it was probably when
three.
I was like 15.
I think it's three still. Four, maybe.
What,
three,
dude?
Two to three.
Career high your whole life?
Yeah dude.
You never tried to push the envelope?
I'm not a big beat dick and cum guy.
This I'm not a big beat dick and cum guy. That sounds like you're saying like Tom, Dick, and Harry the way you say it there.
Dude, have none of you guys ever just gotten like blackout drunk and then spend the next day hungover on a couch where you had nothing to do but get randomly hard and beat your dick? Because the number gets pretty fucking high.
Wait, your career high was recently?
My career? No.
Mine was like 20 years ago.
No. It wasn't my career high probably isn't recently, but my numbers haven't faltered too much. I could still get up there.
How many times a week you jerking that thing, John?
It very much depends on if I'm drinking or not. If I'm not drinking at all, I jerk off a lot less. If I'm hungover, I jerk off more.
You get hornier when you drink?
When I'm hungover the next day.
That's everyone.
No way.
You're not.
No, he's saying when they're hungover. Like I personally, I don't think I get very particularly horny when I'm hungover.
When you're drunk, Steve, are you horny?
I think I'm just like nice. Like social.
No, I've been horny.
Yeah, like when I get home from like
put on like his thickest sweater.
Yeah, like when I would live in the city and stuff like that. Like I would come home from a night of like drinking and want to like go to sleep or like eat something and go to sleep. I wouldn't.
Yeah, eat some pussy.
On occasion, I feel like for drinking
does make you hornier unless I get a stomach ache.
Like everything, it's got, there's a bell curve to it, you know?
Sure,
like,
you can push it too far for 100%.
Yeah. With but a good a buzz, horny as hell.
Like alcohol and bars are as prevalent as they are. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, there's a sweet spot where you're like, all I want to do is have sex. And then you have two more and you're like, I just want to fuck dominoes. That's it. So,
right.
Yeah, yes. I get both of you there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Coley, what's your career high? Kenjack, what's your career high?
And mine's like four max, I think. Yeah, it's
three or four, and for sure set about 20 years ago, like you were saying.
Yeah.
It's the maximum. Wait, so you're
once you get past four, it's not fun. It's just a test of strength.
It's getting that venom out. It's procedural. It's not that much, not as fun anymore. So you're picking cranking that hog, Steve?
For sure.
I don't want to masturbate anymore. I had a roommate for years who would masturbate for 2 hours a day.
What? No, that's crazy.
He would come. This is not recently, but not too long ago. Like, I was an adult. This wasn't college. He would come home from work. He would fucking go right to his room.
2 hours,
dude. He would be in there, but like he would take breaks. So like he'd take a shower in the middle of it.
It was like halftime. What are you talking about?
Was he coming like a bunch in the 2 hours, or was it all to one come?
How many pills was he prescribed?
I don't know the answer to that. He'd come out and grab a beer full mast. It was
what?
You lived with Kellen Winslow?
Tommy
pictures?
Yeah, Tommy's like, let me get in this living situation.
Yeah, what's his name?
Does he need a roommate? No, I had a roommate in college too. Used to jerk off like 6 times a day, consistently. He had a porn folder on his iPod. His room. You'd walk in, and it just smelled like dick all the time. It was so bad.
That's definitely and arguably a worse smell than Bedissi in a room. Is just straight up dick.
Yeah,
that butt dick.
I don't even. Wait, I'm trying to remember. What did he say was so fucking gross? I think he said that when he used to come, this is so gross. He used to pick up his dick skin and like keep it in like his, like, you know, like, you know,
no, I know it was the uncircumcised.
He was circumcised. That's what's so crazy. But he must have had like enough skin around there.
A failed circumcision.
Maybe he just didn't get a very good
a lot of weight or something.
But yeah, he used to like said that he used to like lift it up
And I got to text my other roommate right now.
Dude, I had a buddy in high school who would say this, that he did the same thing, but he was uncircumcised.
I don't know the physics of this.
So he keeps the dick, the cum, in the skin of his dick like it's or something?
Right. Like a little pool of cum.
Yeah, and then he'd walk over to the trash and just dump it.
I mean, that's efficient. I don't hate
that. Yeah, that's actually fucking really wishes me making wish I wasn't
circumcised. Saving a bundle on tissues.
Yeah, saving the environment, saving money on tissues. It's great. Damn.
That is so fucking gross. I take back my vote. I hate masturbation.
I loathe it.
Switching one vote over to mozzarella. But Shay, what are you going to pick? Beating your little dick, or are you going to pick mozzarella?
Definitely cranking the hog. Definitely cranking the
hog. Thank you.
Cranking that hog. Nick, what would you pick?
I'm so anti-masturbation. My lifetime weekly is under one. I even tried like a hands-free. I tried like
someone else.
A brainstorming game, like imagination-based. I hate it. I hate jerking off. I don't get it.
Could you beat Bobby Fox 19 days?
Yes, easily.
Easily?
Yeah, dude.
Ooh.
What was the challenge that I think Portnoy did? Where it was like the donuts jerking 6, off.
12, 18, 24.
What was this? Miles, donuts, jerk
beers,
off,
and miles around. Oh, yeah, beers. Yeah, so I just texted my other roommate. He said, Jesus, yeah, busting his dick skin. I don't know how it's really possible. And that goes like, how did he do that when he wasn't circumcised? He said, I think that's how it works.
I like to think of it as you can be really fat with all that loose skin. It's like holding up like a much bigger condom next to him.
Do you ever text friends questions like that and like, Their lives have moved on.
Yeah.
So you're like, hey, I'm just on a Zoom with a couple of the fellas talking about coming in your own dick. You remember that, right? And they're like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm putting my kid to bed. Fucking leave me alone.
That does sound so efficient. I think that's how
it worked. He just wrapped it back up.
You'd have to get limp like faster than your skin realized it.
It does sound so efficient, though. Now I kind of wish I could do that. I can't. I don't have loose skin.
I'm fine doing it the way I do it.
Yeah,
gotta lose some weight.
My method as well.
I'm gonna lose some weight just so I can do that, or lose some dick weight. Let's move on. That's gonna move on anyway. The number 7, masturbating. Next up, we have the number 2, which all of us are men. The number 2. Tell me. I already know where your vote's going. Men, the boys, all the boys and men on earth. And it's going up against the number 15 seed. It's a place. It's actually my girlfriend's been there for the last like 4 or 5 days. She's had her phone off because she's like, she wants to save battery. It's Miami. This is the city of Miami in Dade County. 15 seed Miami, beautiful city, sunny, gorgeous, great beaches, awesome place. Going up against the number 2 seed men. Nick, let's start with you. Men or Miami?
Dudes are my fucking favorite. Miami, I like the other side of Florida, the Gulf side.
You're pretty much alone there.
Nope. I would also agree.
Tampa.
Tampa. But like, fellas rule.
Undeniable.
Yeah, like, I don't know, just like fucking look at fucking leather jackets and rope. That's all manly shit. All thanks to men. It's rules.
The pyramids.
I don't fucking, yeah.
Sphinx.
That was
other things in Egypt.
Choice. But yeah, you just named 2 things built by slaves.
We'll save that for the J week, Brian.
Yeah, once we get there.
I'm going with the boys.
All right, Jay, men or Miami?
NFL football, NBA basketball played exclusively by men. So that's going to take my vote. I also never liked the Miami Heat, my least favorite NBA franchise. Definitely men.
Why are they your least favorite?
Knicks fan. So fights and playoff series, all that.
Riley. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Tommy.
You can lose your girl to Miami, but you can't lose your girl to men. So for that reason.
That's what they say.
I thought you were gonna say you can't lose your boys in Miami, but
yeah, bros before hoes. Men. I mean, we're the best. We are literally the best. I love hanging with men, so it's men. If it was men versus women, I'd take men.
Yeah, me too. Probably. KB.
It's men in a landslide,
and I don't. But, it's not a context, and then people defending. Oh, it's satire. I fucking mean this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, men. Like, I love my boys.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to group not boys. I don't like boys. I like men. I hate male children. I don't want them anywhere.
Wait, so you don't like boys, but you voted very voraciously for moonwalking, and you had very interesting.
I'm a men guy, not the. I don't a 15 year old boy. No.
I'm a men boy.
That's. I hate like,
that sounds like the coolest gang ever, the men boys.
I like men of all ages.
I like men of all ages.
All right, so it's another men's gonna move on, but fights,
dude, it's fucking men. It's so
Tommy loved that part.
I hope this gets to, I believe the brackets line up, it's gonna be men versus milkers. And I think I'm going to fucking roll with the boys there, too.
You got to.
All right, Coley.
There's plenty of things like Miami. There's Miami adjacent places, but there's nothing like the fellas.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Miami, though. Call me back. Whenever you hear this, Isabel. Okay, before we get to the other side of the bracket and go through our championship rounds, let's talk about Paint Your Life. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you have to try paintyourlife.com. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created by using any photo at a truly affordable price. Or combine photos and people and places you love into one painting. Choose from a team of world-class artists that work with that, and you can work with them until every detail is perfect. It's fast. You can receive your portrait in basically less than as little as 2 weeks. It's crazy. Send a picture of yourself, again, children, family, special place, someone you loved who isn't around anymore, cherished pet, or even an action shot of you or of your children playing your favorite sport. Doesn't matter. Meaningful, personal, all these are, and they can be cherished forever. I used it to get a gift for my girlfriend. She loved it. It's much better than whatever you're thinking of getting your significant other. I promise you, it's a better gift than that. It's awesome. What I got was a picture of both of us at Central Park in CP West West, because it was near Belvedere Castle. It's a really, really nice painting. Paintyourlife.com. There's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, that's a limited time offer. You get 20% off your painting. That's right. 20% off. And to get free shipping, to get the special offer, text the word lights. That's lights to 64-000. That's lights to 64-000. Text lights to 64-000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Message and data rates may apply. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text lights to 64-000. Thank you, Paint Your Life. All right, now we're still going to zoom through this little playoff bracket.
Well, by the way, speaking of the men, I'm just catching the end of Angel Has Fallen. A classic man movie.
I don't think there's a woman in that movie.
No, like if you look at the like Rotten Tomatoes score of movies with just men, the average is like 98%.
It's a bona fide
fact. Like a porn with just men is always so much better. It's almost so much better acted.
Yeah.
The more men in the porn, the better, Tommy, I say.
Yeah. This feels like I'm with the boys, though.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so we're going to have the number 13, Moonwalking, versus the number 5, Michael Jordan. Coley, Mr. Basketball, wonder which way you're going to vote here.
I feel like Jordan could moonwalk relatively easily. I don't think it would take him much practice at all. So I'm going Michael Jordan.
I don't think I've ever seen Michael Jordan dance beyond a shimmy.
Like he doesn't have to.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. I agree with you, but like, I don't think I've ever seen him do anything like that sort of athleticism, like for whatever that's worth. That's that much different.
Yeah, I've also questioned his athleticism.
Yeah, notably schlubbed Michael Jordan. Fights, moonwalking or Michael Jordan?
I'm gonna go MJ. because we kind of didn't touch on one of the more prolific partiers in history. Mm-hmm. I can't really vouch for his basketball playing acumen. I don't really. I don't know. I'm sure I saw him play
it. I don't think he needs it.
But I'm going on his other stuff.
They're at Springfield taking down his bus now. They're like, Johnny fights? Oh, boy.
But the guy could fucking party. Guy could throw him back. Everyone's he enjoyed a gamble, a cigar, a fight at a Vegas club. He was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I would say that like there's types of partying. I think he was a bad type of partier.
I would say he was a pretty toxic partier.
Yeah, he was like he was going to the bad type of parties.
Yeah, but those are my favorite kinds sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a toxic party.
KB, Michael Jordan or moonwalking?
If moonwalking beats meat, then it's got to be Michael Jordan too. Moonwalking.
I don't understand that at all.
Transitive property because he thinks meat is better than Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah, you guys let moonwalking beat meat.
Tommy loved that too.
We've been beating meat this whole episode, friend.
Yeah.
Not Nick.
Michael Jordan was an asshole.
Fact. If he moonwalked, this would be like a no-brainer, but I don't think I've ever seen Michael Jordan moonwalk. Tommy?
Yeah, anyone who can moonwalk, you've seen moonwalk. Because if you could moonwalk, you would just do it all the time. You'd always have videos of yourself moonwalking. So yeah. Michael Jordan definitely – moonwalking is awesome. It's a little bit like magic in that it's magical when somebody does it. And I love magic. It's moonwalking in a landslide.
Moonwalking is kind of an illusion. I think you're right about that. Che?
Yeah, this one's pretty close, honestly. But I think Michael Jordan had a more profound impact on my life. Plus, nowadays, I mean, Jordan 12s, Jordan 11s, Jordan 3s, all very classic.
You know what you could do in those? You can moonwalk in them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crease them. Point.
You could, but the layman can really just wear them and look pretty cool. Jordan 1s. So I'm going
to
go.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to interrupt real quick. I told you I was catching the end of Angel Has Fallen. Fellas, if you're looking for another fella movie, The Rock is just starting on TNT.
Oh, even better, yeah. There we go. Shout out Michael Bay. He's got an ambulance coming out soon. Looks sick.
I can't wait. Be there Friday.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so Michael Jordan. Nick, who do you got? Moonwalking or Michael Jordan?
So I've been like going through my head all of Michael Jordan's highlights, and all of them were forwards. And that's the biggest issue. What's the backwards one?
What do you mean?
Fadeaway.
No, the shot's still going forwards.
Cole, give him a counter argument.
Moonwalking again. It's trickery. You think that I don't know how many times I have to say this. You think that they're going forward. It looks like they're stepping fucking forward.
They're not.
At all.
They're not.
The opposite even. And so I'm going moonwalking.
You know what I'm going to do when this ends? I'm going to try to moonwalk instantly. I'm not going to watch Michael Jordan highlights. I'm going to see if I still have any moonwalking left in my boat.
You've never had any. You're going to tear your ACL.
Yep.
Should anyone find the guy? Does anyone know the guy I'm talking about, the Quincy Market guy?
Yes.
Did you know his name, though? Like, I'd like to go watch his videos.
Heavens, no.
All right, so I have to tie break moonwalking versus Michael Jordan. I agree. I think it's kind of a close matchup because I am so impressed by anybody who can moonwalk, and every single time it absolutely astounds me. I think I've reached my level of astoundment on most Michael Jordan highlights. I'm like, damn, that's a pretty cool dunk or whatever. But like,
there's not been a 10-part documentary on moonwalking.
There should be, though. I would watch the shit out of that.
I don't think there should. I think one would suffice.
They did do some documentaries on the guy who made it, though.
There shouldn't be any more 10-part documentaries. All documentaries are an hour and a half now. We're done with the 10 parts.
Correct.
Was the 100%. Last Dance 10 parts?
10. Yeah. And we were captivated because we had nothing else.
Yeah.
That's a great point. And Michael Jordan does also have these shoes. If they had like if moonwalking was a brand of shoe that they made specifically for moonwalking, it might be a little bit easier. But I'll move on. Michael Jordan, number 5 seed. Next up, we have the number 1 seed, Big Ol' Mommy Milker Hangers, versus the number 8 seed, Magic.
Yeah, I'm going Magic.
Coley, what's your pick?
again, like the I feel like the Orlando Magic are purposefully by the Magic heads in this getting buried in the chat. They stink. And
Wendell Carter Jr.?
Huh?
Wendell Carter Jr., one of my favorite players to watch.
He's one of your favorite players. Do you know how many good players there are? Regardless.
He's just wildly consistent. I love him.
This was the first year he's shown any sign of consistency, Steven. What are you talking about? He's been in the league 5 years. Yeah, it's hangers. It's the memories.
Mm-hmm. The big old memories fights.
Just a nice fat set of Lena Pauls. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Said how many
you guys are going to watch this back and be embarrassed. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not in a year. But eventually, on your deathbed, you're going to want to see a card trick, not a titty one more time.
Oh, no, I definitely think because the Magic is going to send you on your way, like, because you'll die of excitement. Oh, fuck, the titty might too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, KB.
Pick a card, looking, get him out of here. But consistency, Magic by 49. But I'm going Milkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to consider that Milkers include bad tits.
There's bad Magic.
Tommy, yeah, there's next a time lot you of see it. A pair, you let me know, brother.
I love Magic. I'm voting Magic.
Have tits ever driven you to near suicide?
Is it bad Magic? Because if you figure out the trick, it's not Magic anymore. Magic, by definition, can only be grand.
Was that an argument for titties?
Fuck no.
I feel like you just ruined the magic of Magic. Magic
can only be good.
Harry Potter is a whole movie series, a book series about how there is bad magic.
Yeah.
That's dark magic, not bad.
And it's fake, Coley.
Yeah, oh, magic's right. Fake.
The Harry Potter, that was like series. Movie trickery. That was CGI.
By the way, I want to note really quickly that the worst magician in the world is, what's his name, Zach King, the guy who just does CGI, green screen effects.
He tried to teach adults about perspective. Like, how did he get bigger when he got closer to the camera? Fuck that dude.
Yep. Someone does CGI magic where they like fake the illusions.
They just like his whole basis is he did like vines and TikToks where it's like him doing green screen effects of shit and being like, yeah, look, it's magic. It's like, no, it's not. You just did that in post. Like, that wasn't live in front of us. But Shay, what do you got? Big old fat chunky hangers or magic?
So I told you about that awesome magic trick with the Kiwi and how I'll never forget that, but I'll. More burned into my brain is the time I saw my first boob. Let me tell you about it, fellas. 1997, it was a cruise ship. I was sitting on the top deck with my cousin Colin. We were looking down just in awe of all the people. And then all of a sudden, this woman in a green bikini was trying to not get a tan line and took her top like off a little bit, but my eyes have never been so big. I was just like, a boob. Holy shit.
You're Tex Avery Wolf.
And so I saw one single boob the first time I saw tits, and it was
incredible. No, then you didn't see tits.
You saw tit.
Yeah, you saw tit.
Boob. I saw a boob, yeah. So, but it will forever be one of my favorite memories. So, titties.
Titties. Titties is going to move on. Nick, you were going to vote for Magic?
Yes, I was going to vote for Magic, dude.
Look at your... All right, so now we have, what do you call it? Those big old fat mammaries.
You were saying Michael introduced Jordan. That like a 1940s detective movie.
Like,
I thought it was raining in black and white on that.
Yeah.
I think it's David Attenborough narrating like a World War II documentary.
That was insane. That was
incredible. But Nick, you got Mammaries versus MJ.
What?
You got tits versus Michael Jordan. You're going to be the first vote because that's our advancement of the round.
I'm going to use my one abstain. I could give a shit about these. I'm going to write in Maresh again. He rocks.
All right, Chase. Maresh
could make a run here. I don't hate that.
Wait, is this the next round?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. MJ versus Boobs. I mean, I'm kind of pulling for this Boobs versus MILF's final. That's going to be exhilarating. So, Boobs.
That's one from a big old Milkers, Tommy.
The fact that we could have had a magic versus moonwalking showdown and you pussies took Michael Jordan and tits is disgusting.
They need to grow up a little bit.
Yeah. but Michael Jordan, whatever. I never saw the guy fucking play. I'm going tits.
Big old titties, KB.
This is tits. This is, you know, Loyola, Tennessee Tech blowout.
So specific.
Look it up, boys. 1963.
The funny thing is, like, if anyone else, like, he just made that shit up, like, it's probably real. That's a game he's researched.
No, I actually think they literally mentioned it on the broadcast last night.
All right, fights.
Check your rent, boys, because you're living in Titty City for sure. Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Coley?
I mean, it's already won, so I'm not going to use my argument. Now I'll save that for the finals.
All right. Well, Milkers is moving on. I would have voted for it as well anyway. The number two seed men versus the number seven masturbating. I'm not doing the number seven masturbating and then the number two men. It's just sorry, Tommy. It's men and then masturbating. All right. So you get to,
two men. Okay.
You get to go first, Coley.
If I were the last person alive, I would definitely miss my pals, my boys, my chums. But I could still masturbate to pass the time. So I'm going masturbate.
One for masturbating. Fights.
Fuck no, dude. As someone who I think has the record here for masturbation in a day,
yep.
I'd give up fucking every single one of those tugs to hang out with a fella.
KB,
you are not beating the Hurricane O'Reilly allegations tonight, Johnny.
Nope. KB, men are masturbating.
Yeah, what? This is like dessert versus cake. It's men.
Mm-hmm. Great analogy. Tommy, masturbating.
You can't masturbate without men. In general.
You're forgetting like 50% of the population.
They're geno masturbating, so it's men, baby.
Although statistically speaking, I would say most women are thinking about a man unless they're thinking about like an abstract object when they're jerking off anyway. So you really can't really masturbate without a man. That's a good point, Tommy. Jay.
Yeah.
Lesbians. Lesbians, I guess, are an exception.
That's the saying. Statistically, it's just more likely.
But I would claim a lesbian as like one of my bros.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. There was a time in my life, I think it was sophomore in high school, maybe junior in high school, where it was over the summer. I had literally nothing to do except play video games and watch Different Strokes.
Is that the porn TNN. You're talking about? Or
no, the show with Gary Cole.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
And I remember I tried to stay inside and not talk to anyone I knew for as long as possible. And it lasted about 2 weeks. During that time, and then a friend came to my door and we went to go play basketball. But until that time, I was tugging it nonstop and I saw no dudes. And it was incredible. It was great. I missed those days of just being in my room, no responsibilities, just doing whatever I want, tugging it whenever I want. So masturbator.
So violent the way you said that.
With the hardest key.
Yeah, tugging it.
Yeah.
It's just tugging it whenever I wanted to. Nick?
I mean,
you went on a tirade against masturbating. You have to pick men.
Of course I'm going to pick men, but I'm just trying to like get some thoughts out. Like the feeling that you're with when you're with your fucking crew. That feels like coming.
Dude, I'll say this. I was at a surprise birthday party like 3 weeks ago. Me and a couple of the boys who hadn't seen each other in a while.
Come on.
Like, we were fucking belly laughing. And then a chick came over and it all fucking stopped. It all fucking stopped.
I bet she damn it, dude. Too.
What is she fucking doing here? This is fucking stinks. It was the men. It's just the men. It's the men, baby.
Iced her right out. All right. Well, we're going to move on to Coley. What did you pick, by the way?
I went first.
Oh, you went went the other way. Sorry about that. Okay, so we have the number three money versus the number six MILFs. I feel like this might be a little bit blow up, but we'll see. Nick.
Doesn't Fergie have a song called MILF Money?
Yes, she certainly does.
How the fuck did you know that?
I just guessed, man.
So Josh Duhamel was dating her or married her at the time.
I figured. Probably did.
It made sense.
Just a shot in the dark.
Probably fucking Fergie has a song with both of those.
Wild guess. Shot in the dark here. All right. Well,
are we talking to me?
Yeah. Mill for money.
Give me money, because I think if you have a lot of money, you can get more MILFs. If you have a lot of MILFs, that just costs you money.
Yeah. Catch more honey. You just did like the catch more honeys being fly thing. I kind of like that. Che.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because like I have like some experience with one. Like, I mean, I'm 36 years old, so I have, you know, I'm by no means rich at all, but I'm not super worried about paying off my personal credit card every month. So for a guy who I guess has had some type of money, I would greatly prefer MILFs.
That was a long-winded explanation.
Sorry.
Tommy.
It's money. Money can get you any type of women on the planet if you're into that type of thing. You want to just limit yourself to MILFs.
I'd choose it. So.
What?
That's what I would choose. So.
Okay. Well, I would
choose MILF.
Really? That'd be your one woman demographic?
Yeah. Definitely. I already said that's like my preferred porn genre.
Yeah, fair enough. not really, but I'm
so just, I literally had the choice and I choose it.
Fair enough. Yeah, again, not really fair enough, but still.
But you never wander away. You're never going to
once in a while, but
don't deviate over to Ebony.
Jay, yeah, I was about to say, you're checking out the Ebony category.
Make the road less traveled.
Yeah.
There's one failsafe.
And it's MILF.
Well.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought you were about to say something really creepy. KB.
Yeah, MILFs are a dime a dozen. Money.
Wait, that's a phrase about money.
Yeah. I've got hours of Tinder searching that says otherwise.
money.
It's three for money fights you could send at home where you can pick those good old
I'm going to use the opposite of the Stephen Che argument as a guy who's had not money before. It's having money. I used to like take money out of – I'd intentionally overdraft, like take mini loans. And it's the most stressful existence in the history of the fucking planet. No. So having money. Is better than having MILFs.
Coley.
But even going back to what you were saying earlier, John, if you're just a wee lad, a teen, the MILF has the money. She's got snacks, Capri Suns. She's got everything you need. You don't need money if you've got a MILF.
Well, if I was 16, I think the only time I ever hooked up with a MILF, I was like 19, I think. If I was a teen, I'd taken MILFs.
Is this the New Orleans story you're talking about?
Okay, nope. So there are two times.
You've had more MILFs than monies, it sounds like.
at both of those times in my life, I had no monies. So, yeah, that's when I'd be selecting MILFs. As a person who has some monies now, I would be taking monies because it's better than those two horrible nights of my life.
MILFs can't let you spend $85 on an Outback dinner on a Monday night.
Yeah.
No, they would make you a much better meal than your tummy would hurt, John.
Yeah.
You need a MILF way more than you need money.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm like Frank Reynolds when it's
bang
like,
maid.
I need a mom I can bang.
I need a maid that I can also bang. I need a bang maid. Money's going to move on, but Coley, what would you pick?
Yeah, I mean, we're acting like money is like this only positive thing. There are songs written about how if you get more money, you also get more problems. And I feel like you guys are not weighing the more problems here against the money. You're viewing it as every idiot who buys like scratch offs and lottery tickets says like, oh, this will fix everything. No, it will not. The MILF, however, will.
Mm. But some good, clean, old snatch.
Yeah. Buddy.
All right, well, money's going to move on regardless. It's going to go up against men. So men versus money. Let's start with you, Coley. What would you pick?
It's a real chicken or the egg. Men invented money. One of the all-time bad calls. But I'm still picking the fellas. We can fix it. I believe in us.
It's one for men fights.
I think that if we eliminated money, the world would be pretty messy, but we'd figure it out. We'd learn how to survive.
Same thing if we eliminated women.
Men, the world is over. It's done. Kaput. So you got to give the fellas.
It's very good. KB.
The world would probably be way better if we all were not like the animals would love it.
Oh, yeah. The actual Earth would be better, but human existence would be over.
Yeah, the world.
I'm not concerned with the world. I'm concerned with civilization. And for that, we need the fellas.
KB?
Yeah, it's men. Imagine if it was just men, no women, but then money, too. We wouldn't even need money. That's the only reason men spend money is there's some type of female motivation.
Talk to him, KB. Talk to him, KB.
It's men.
Oh, Tommy, I thought you disagreed with that last part of it.
Men, baby.
Men's going to move on, but Che?
Men or money? I'd have to go money there. Actually, no. Sorry. No, I would go men for the reason. Yeah, I'll say it for the next round.
Okay. And Nick, I'm assuming you would pick the boys as well.
Yeah, you got to pick the boys.
Technically, Maresh is part of the men category.
Yeah, I was trying to think of all the best guys.
Yeah, Maresh is one.
Yeah. Fucking Maresh.
Grayson Bateman.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably some more.
That's like the big four.
Yeah. We covered all our bases there.
Yeah.
This is actually the first time that we have a chalk finals where it's the number one seed big old mommy hangers versus the number two seed men. This is very interesting. Yeah. This is the first time this has happened. Nick, you get to go first. Milkers or men?
It's men that make the titties titties.
Yeah.
Without men, titties don't exist. The idea of titties
created solely by men.
Yeah. I don't feel like you could argue that.
Imagine how worthless they'd be. How worthless. They'd just be a burden. No one would want them.
Yeah. No one would want them. I think without men, women would evolve to be a tittyless creature, making them men.
Then they would be men. Yes, it'd be a circle back. It's all men.
It's always been men.
It's just men.
Jay?
But men.
I love the boys, but... titties, man, like titties. I get really excited. Like if I'm gonna hang out with my friends from like college, I'll be pretty excited for that weekend. But if I see a pair of titties, I'll get excited at that moment for that. So titties.
You could see titties almost any time you want, as long as you're alive, thanks to technology. But you can't always be with your boys.
True.
We're all together right now due to technology. That very same technology.
That's true.
Yeah, but if there are like, a pair of titties right there.
I can't touch you guys. I can't feel you guys.
I can't touch the virtual titties.
Yeah. Just figure out a way to fix that. So you're going to pick titties. Tommy.
I mean, it's men in the biggest landslide of the history of landslides.
Yeah.
I mean, it also included in titties are man titties, which are bad. But I guess those would also be included in men.
Well, no, this is mommy milkers.
Yeah, specifically, mammaries
are the middle of the Venn diagram here. But no, I mean, look,
What would you rather man titties on? Win?
What would you rather suck on, a titty or a man? I mean, it's right. Moving on.
Easy. Three for men, KB.
Yeah, you heard what I said. You heard me.
Talk to him.
Fights.
I mean, I am decidedly men here. Like, I like a nice set of hangers, not as much as I like a nice fat hang. And uh-huh. Fucking, mm-hmm. We didn't even get into like dude's rock stories. Like, dude, remember the fucking story of the bros who just high five every week? They fucking walk like miles just to high five each other every week. Fucking titties aren't doing that,
dude. That titties sucks. Imagine having to do that,
dude. That
you have plans,
bro. I forget what the whole article is, but like. They like have.
Are you thinking about the tag?
A tag is what I thought of it first.
I was thinking a tag too.
Nope. So these are two dudes in Nashville, and I don't know how far they walk, but it's like they definitely walk miles just to go high five each other once a week. Fucking dudes rocking.
I think any given, there's a lot of guys that would walk a significantly longer distance if it meant they could suck on titties.
Though, yeah, we have to be fair. Person drive from Alaska to Mississippi for some sex.
You ever fucking neck and nominate with the boys?
I don't know what language you said.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Neck and nominate where you have a group text with the boys and someone chugs a beer and you nominate someone else. You got to chug a beer in a crazier fashion. That was fellas. That was the peak of felladom.
Yeah,
that was when that was like 2016 maybe. And fellas were fellas back then.
Dana Beers invented that in like
20. I assure you, Dana Beers didn't invent that.
I never even drank a beer till Dana came around.
Bro, we were fucking, and we were dumping our fridges out so we could come out of the fridge like stone cold to drink beers.
Stone fellas cold were fellas back then.
Stone yeah, this Cole is not. Never done that. This experience is not universal. I should know. Feel free to know that.
Yeah. John's like, you guys remember what?
Remember when you burst out of fridges and chugged
beer? Yeah, that was fun stuff.
Coley.
I mean, the biggest argument against tits is that it begins with the letter T, and that's all anyone's called them for the entirety of this M lettered episode. So yeah, one seed, I get it. They're great. No one calls them mammaries. It's not even a word. You get the red squiggly under it when you write mammaries. Like, it's just simply not accepted by the Oxford.
That was your suggestion to call them mammaries. That was on your list. You said mammaries (parentheses) boobs.
And yeah, sure did. Submitted, I also spelled like boobs wrong the first time, and it said bobs, which was very like double B B O B B S, which very funny. but yeah, I mean, I think it's. Even woman has man in it. Like, yeah. It's everywhere. Yes.
I think we should realize calling titties mammaries, though.
I don't know why.
Like, I don't know. It's just funny that like, you mammary fucked a girl.
You see that girl's mammaries?
Sheesh.
I don't like that at all. Well, either way, men in a nearly clean sweep with Stephen Jay being the one abstaining vote.
Gay.
Gay.
Yeah, dude just loves it so much that he's actually gay in this case somehow.
The hit piece born out of that segment. I'm excited to – I'm usually not pumped to read them. That one I'd like to see.
Oh, I can't wait. Barf stool bros debate. I think,
but for whoever's going to write about it, you have to include all of our pictures.
Yes. Yes.
Like, these are the most toxic men on Twitter.
And then, like, put them all in the boxes like this and then put a slur across the bottom.
Yes.
Oh, all smiling.
All right. Well,
yeah, Ken Jack, don't name this episode without telling us.
Seven guys tell you why men are the greatest thing on planet Earth.
Well, as always, men are the winner in all things.
I was going to say, in case it wasn't clear for the hit piece, I think women are inferior to men.
Make that explicitly clear.
Yeah, just in case that wasn't explicitly said. I want that noted.
All right.
Well, maybe we say the men, only reason women would turn into men was the thesis of KB's argument. Yeah.
An evolutionary turn. Man, you know, I fucking love it though. Again, episode 22, the winner is men. Again, we win everything. Remember to subscribe if you're listening, if you're watching on YouTube. Get the subscriber numbers up. And we will be back next week with a brand new thing. Probably men are gonna win that too, or something related to men. I would imagine. But until then, Ken Jack, Coley Fights, KB, Tommy, Che, and Nick. We'll see you next time. That was a really good one.
That was fun.
There is going to be an awesome hit piece from that.
I feel victorious. I walk away with that little cock in my step.
Good job, fellas. We
all did it.